Senator Jacinta Napier-Price late last night. There are calls for the Senator to come down from the Senate, join the House of Representatives, and possibly be Australia's first Indigenous Prime Minister. The No campaigners have called for Senator Jacinta Price to be the next Prime Minister of Australia after the resounding defeat of the Indigenous Voice to Parliament. Jubilant activists credited the Senator with playing a key role in the referendum victory as one of the leading figureheads in the No campaign. She was absolutely a shining star through the No campaign, wasn't she? Up against Linda Burney, the Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Jacinta Price lapped her. Absolutely lapped her. But it's the personal stuff that she had to put up with during the campaign that maybe you don't know about. You're about to find out about it. Jacinta Price and I had a chat. Senator Jacinta Price and I had a chat late last night. You probably don't know this, but her husband fell very ill on that last night of the campaign, and he's recovering at the moment. I think when you're under enormous stress, it can play havoc with your immune system. I think that can happen. But anyway, I want you to listen to the conversation I had with Senator Price last night.
Just. I still need more sleep.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm exhausted, but I'm pleased with the outcome. It means that we can get on with some real work now and focus where we need to focus instead of, you know, having vibes shoved down our throat.
The Australian people not only voted no, it was overwhelming, and yet, as far as I could see from a media observer, all the PR was yes, from Qantas to Woolies playing ads to 13 of the top 20 companies in Australia backing yes, celebrities, songs, Ray Martin, the whole lot, and yet Australia said no.
Yep. Yep, that's right. And, I mean, the silly thing is now the Yes campaign can't even take responsibility for their failures. They are now suggesting that it's all because of the No campaign and accusations of spreading misinformation. But the Australian public saw right through their detailless, empty proposal. They saw right through the gaslighting, the emotional blackmail, the manipulation, and they said, you know what? We do care about Indigenous Australians, but the voice is not the way to go forward. And they have to take responsibility for that. I mean, they had millions of dollars in their, backing them to the hilt for the campaign.
And Australia still voted no. The Prime Minister kind of said he took responsibility on Saturday night, but then he blamed Dutton. He blamed the No campaign. There was dishonesty and lies, apparently, by the No campaign. He had full backing of the ABC.
Yeah.
I could not believe how the ABC has strayed so far from its charter of being fair. I mean, there has to be an inquiry into that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're even doubling down after the fact and still trying to push blame onto, still trying to make accusations that somehow we misled Australians, which is absolute nonsense. I was on an ABC interview this morning and they tried to say that I should have been responsible for claims that, that it was about Indigenous people coming to take people's homes from them. And I said, well, that did not come from the No campaign, the official No campaign. So I'm sorry, but you can't put that on us. I hadn't even heard it anyway, but they suggested that it was my responsibility to call it out. No, I was calling out the misleading claims by the Yes campaign about the fact that they suggested 80% of Indigenous Australians supported it when they didn't, and the fact that they was calling it a simple advisory board when it wasn't at all an advisory whatsoever.
Was or was not the Prime Minister advised a long time ago, when we first saw signs that this was going to fall flat in its face, was he advised to go to a constitutional convention and have both sides sit down and come up with a united front to put to the people?
Look, absolutely he was. You know, he'd suggested that he had several meetings with Peter Dutton, but the truth of the matter was all he did was call Peter Dutton to say this is the announcement that he was about to make. There was no attempt at a bipartisan approach or to hold a constitutional convention with the Australian people to shape what this might look like so that everyone might be on board going forward. He didn't do that. He failed to do that as the leader of the country.
Does he need to go?
I think he needs to seriously consider his leadership at this stage.
I would say there's people within the ALP considering it as well.
I'd say so too, and I guess that's for them to cross that bridge if it comes up.
Linda Burney, can you believe the no vote in her electorate?
Yeah, again.
Wow.
Evidently they could see right through the fact that you know, as a Minister for Indigenous Australians, she was unable to execute an argument. She failed to participate in a public debate with me as the Shadow Minister, and she demonstrated her inability to lead in terms of her ministry.
She was supposed to be on that Channel 7 forum that you were on, and she pulled out at the last minute, apparently, then went on to Q&A. Wonder why. When did you find out she wasn't going to be on it?
That night.
That night, yeah. She just pulled out. She pulled out of an interview with me, did you hear?
Yeah, right. Yes, I wouldn't be surprised.
She thought that I was... She accepted our invitation. We've been inviting Linda Burney and the Prime Minister on regularly, many, many times over the last 12 months, and she thought that I was rude. Shocked were her people's words. Shocked at my attitude. And so she pulled out of the interview on the Thursday night. So it's a shame, because in the interest of balance, I wanted to talk to her. I wanted to ask her about the questions that I wanted answered that I couldn't find answers to. It's a shame.
Absolutely. It's an absolute pity, because, you know, when you've got a proposal like that for a change to amend the Constitution, you should be willing to execute your argument. And I don't believe for a minute that you are an individual that can come across in that manner at all, and that you're fair-minded and obviously wanted the Australian public to be able to hear both sides of the debate.
That's me.
Hmm.
Do you know, Jacinta, when I... Senator, I'm sorry. I've known you a long time before you were a senator. Senator, when I woke up Sunday morning and it had all sunk in, you know, I didn't feel elated. I didn't jump up and down. Do you know what? I felt sad. And can I tell you why? I felt that we had a fractured country. You were waking up to a fractured country over a referendum we should never have had.
Absolutely. That is absolutely right. And that was the sense throughout. There's some really nasty sort of business coming from the yes side toward the no side. You know, my own parents on referendum night were targeted as they were giving an interview on Sky News. An egg was thrown at my father from a car driving past.
No.
There were those that went into their property and tried to throw paint over their walls and their windows, and so there's paint sort of through their driveway. And no one should have to be confronted with that kind of aggression, especially in our own hometown, because they're sore losers.
You had to change your phone number. You sent me some of the texts, the vile, vile texts that you were sent. Are you going to ask the AFP to investigate some of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
You know, the most horrific of those sort of texts and messages have been sent to the AFP that will be investigated, and I will be pressing charges.
Excellent. You have been accused by the Yes campaign of being only negative and not coming up with an alternative, with a plan going forward. What is the plan going forward?
Plan going forward is to do what we've been trying to do from the Senate, that's myself and Senator Karen Little, as well as Senator Thorpe, is to launch inquiries into the Land Council, statutory authorities and Aboriginal organisations to understand where the money's being spent, where it's being misspent, and apply further accountability. Now, we've put about three motions on the floor of the Senate that the government, and along with the Greens, along with Senator David Pocock, have all voted down. They don't want to give Aboriginal people a voice through an inquiry, through the structures that currently exist. But now they're on notice, because the Australian people expect this, and we will be ensuring that that takes place going forward.
Now, I need you to give me a scoop here, Senator. Come on, I need some help. There's talk everywhere about you now being the first Indigenous Prime Minister of Australia and coming down from the Senate, getting into the House of Representatives, and the feeling is with you. I just heard you laughing. You've heard all this. You've heard all this. What is it, something that would interest you?
Look, right now, I've been in the job just over 12 months, so it's quite full on at the minute. And for me, my focus is on the portfolio of Indigenous Australians to start sorting out the mess that exists with my colleague Karen Little. That is my primary focus.
I know, but
this point going forward.
Yeah, give me a scoop here. Is it something that would interest you 4 years down the track?
Look, I've got my focus for now. What I will say is I don't plan on, I plan on being around and as long as I possibly can to sort out, the mess that is Indigenous affairs.
If you were offered a Conservative seat in the lower house, would you take it? They should give you an unsafe seat. You'll win it. Go on. Answer me.
As my first term, I'll be sticking to where I am.
You're not going to give me a scoop today, are you?
No, sorry.
If you do have a scoop, I'll be the first to know. Promise me.
For sure.
You promise?
Promise.
Congratulations. I understand your husband got sick, and this happens often when you're under stress, your immune system plays up. Please take care of yourselves. We need you. And congratulations. And we move forward now. We've got to get this country together and move forward, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, thank you very much.
Good to catch up with you again.
Yeah, you too.